Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Ayin Ches, very, very close to the end of the Masechta and the end of the Seder of Noshim. A wonderful accomplishment. Yeshua Hashem, we should be able to do this many times together, as well as continue to learn in Seder Nezikin. So we begin on the second line from the top, Ayin Ches of Aleph. We're continuing to learn for the safety of all of Klal Yisrael, the safety especially of the soldiers, the Kochos HaBitachon, the Shotrim, all of the members of Klal Yisrael who are going above and beyond to protect the rest of Am Yisrael. We learn for Refuah Shleimah for those Nebuchadnezzar. And we learned that the Shuyim should be returned safely. Baruch Hashem, two were just released. Ezra Hashem, all of them should release healthy and safe. Ben Hera. Okay, second line from the top. Ayin Chesem and Aleph. Amr Yehuda. Yehuda tell us. Kohen Gadol bi Amon. If a Kohen Gadol were to go and do Kiddushin with an Amon, the Kiddushin would be Chal, because it's an Isser Lav, and we pass on the Shimon HaTimini, we said many times, like the Chachamim, that hold the Kiddushin of Chal in that situation. And then, afterwards, he goes and actually lives with her. So, in addition to the Kiddushin, he now has done the Isser of Bia with her, so then Lo Kishtayim. He's Chayiv twice Malkus, one time Achas Mishum Lo Yikach, one time for the act of Kiddushin. It's an Isser to make Kiddushin with her, for the Kohen Gadol to have Kiddushin with the Amon, even if he doesn't have Bia with her, and then the second time is Achas Mishum Lo Yichalal, because he's now having Bia with her, and that's a separate Isser. So it's a double Isser, and therefore he'll get Malchus twice. Mori asks, why does he get a third set of Malchus? Mishum Lo Yichalal Zaro, because he's going to have a child when his Zara goes inside of the woman, so he's also going to have a child. Actually, says Mishum Chilul Zaro. He's going to create a child that's going to be a Chalol or a Chalala. So that should be a third set of Malchus that he should get. So Gemara says, because here we're dealing with technically Bishalo Gomar Biyoso, he didn't complete the act of Bia. As Rashi says, the Leka Chilul Zera. In this situation, he didn't put his Zera inside of her. He only had what we call Heara. He only had the beginning of Bia, but he didn't have the completion. He didn't have Gomar Bia. He didn't have the actual placing of his Zera inside of her, and therefore he would only be Chayiv twice. Implying that if he did in fact have the Zera going inside of her, so that he would be Chayiv three times, again, the third time because of Lo Yichalal Zera. This statement of Yehuda is questioned by Rava. Masiv Rava. Rava asks, wait a second, we learned in a Mishnah in Makkos where it tells us that if a man, a Kohen Gadol, has relations with an Amana who is also a Grusha, Aman or Grusha, she had been first widowed, let's say from Reuven, and then she married Shimon, and Shimon divorced her, and now this Kohen Gadol goes and marries her. So in this situation, the Mishnah Makkos tells us, Loket Mishum Shtei Shemos, the Kohen Gadol would get Malchus because of the fact that he had relations with an Amana, and the fact that he had relations with the same woman who's also a Grusha, the two Shemos that she has, Amon and Grusha. Now, according to what you just said, Rabbi Yehuda, shouldn't it have been two Shemos, but two for each shame? So my lav shnei shemos usulo. So the Mishnah seems to say he only gets two sets of Malchus, one for an Amona and one for a Grusha. Not like you had said, Rabbi Yehuda, that he would get two sets of Malchus for each shame. So he should have gotten four Malchus. If your statement is correct, the Mishnah in Malchus should have said he gets four Malchus. So Gemara says, yeah, that's what it meant. Lo, shnei shemos alzeh, u'shnei shemos alzeh. When the Mishnah Malchus says that he's loki mishum shnei shemos, so then the Malchus that he gets for the Amona is two, and the Malchus that he gets for the Grusha is two. So it's telling us the shnei shemos, but it's really going to be four sets of Malchus. So therefore, it's consistent with what Yehuda tells us. But our question is further. It says, wait a second. Ihachi emaseva. But keep on reading that Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if a regular Kohen has relations, same thing apply for a Kohen Gadol, but if a regular Kohen had relations with a Grusha v'chalutza, eino chayev elo achas. So if this is a woman who was both a Grusha, and then from her second husband she got married, and he in fact had no children, and she got chalitza from his brother, so then even though this Kohen is having relations with a woman who's both a Grusha and a Chalutza, it says, Eino Chayiv Ela Achas. That seems to go against what Rabbi Yehuda said. Here it should have said that you should get two sets of Malchus and two for each one. So the Gemara says, no, Hachi Kama. What this Mishnah is telling us is, Eino Chayiv Ela Al Achas. He's only getting for the Grusha. The Chalutza, as Rashi points out, is only a Din D'Rabbanan. The Grusha is the Din D'Araisa. And the rabbis came along and said, if we allow a Kohen to marry a Chalutza, it will mistakenly, people will think that you're also allowed to marry a Gerusha. So therefore, the rabbis instituted the din of an Isser of a Chalutza to marry a Kohen. And therefore, that's why you don't get Malchus from it, from the Torah. And therefore, when we get Malchus over here, it says, Einu Chayv El Achas, it means you'll get one set of the two Malchus for Lo Yikach and Lo Yichalal for having relations with the Gerusha, for marrying the Gerusha. But you will not get Malchus the Araisa for the Chalutza. That's what it's telling us. Ulolub stay Shemos, but he would get it twice over here, because he married the Gerusha and he had relations with the Gerusha. So therefore, he gets two sets of Malchus, but for one shame. There is no Malchus over here for Chalutza. Gemara questions. It says, really, the din of chalutz is the rabbanon? The chalutz is the rabbanon? V'atanya, but we learned in a braisa where it says, the Torah tells us, isha grusha me isha lo yikachu. So the word grusha tells me that this is a woman who's a grusha. Ein li ela grusha. Chalutza binayim. How do we know that a chalutza is also included? Because it said the extra word, Talmud Lomar v'isha. It could have just said, grusha me isha. A grusha is by definition a woman who's a divorce. Why did it have to say a woman isha grusha? There is no other thing than a woman grusha. So the word isha is unnecessary. So therefore, this braisa tells us that the word isha comes to include even a chalutza, and therefore chalutza is a din daraisa based upon this price, and not a din derabbanan. So kasha on how you just interpreted the Mishnah in Makis. So Moshe says, no, this braisa is not saying that it's really a din daraisa. It agrees, everybody agrees, the din of chalutza, not to marry a kohen, is only a din derabbanan, again, because chalutza looks too much like gerusha. However, this pasuk visha grusha meisha is just an asmachta cross smachta biyama. It's to remind us. That's not the real reason why the Torah said the word visha. The Torah doesn't go through what the reason the word visha is written there. But that's not the din that we learn now. That's only an asmachta. That's a great way for the rabbis to remind us of this din that they instituted by this drasha. So therefore, everything is correct. Gerusha, you'll get two sets of malchus for the kohen having relations with the grusha, marrying the grusha, one for the marriage, one for the relations. There are no malchus, however, for the chalutza. As opposed to, if it's an amana and a grusha, the kohen gadol, then there'll be two sets for each one, two shemos, and two sets for each one. Amar Bayabai tells us, what happens if kidesh, if a kohen just goes and does kiddushin with a woman without having beer with her, so that is going to be loke. He'll get malchus for that. And likewise, if he just had relations with her, baal, even though there was no kiddushin, also loke. Each one is totally unrelated to the other, according to Abai. The act of kiddushin in and of itself, without the bia, is a sin, and he'll get malchus for that. And the act of the relations, even without kiddushin, is also a sin, and he'll get malchus for that. And this is based upon the psukim we just brought down, as the Gemara tells us. Kidesh, he gets malchus loke for the kiddushin, because the pasuk says, mishum lo yikach, he's not allowed to go and take her. And he took her. So therefore, even without relations, he's over the lo yikach. And likewise, the relations, if he even has just relations without kiddushin, baal, so then he's loke. Mishum, it says lo yichala. So therefore, in both situations, he'll get malchus, one unrelated to the other. Of course, if he does both, he'll get two sets of malchus. On the other hand, Rava disagrees. Rava mar, baal loke, if he has relations with her that come after kiddushin, so then, in that situation, he has a chiv of two, one's for the kiddushin and one's for the actual bia. But lo baal, if he just has kiddushin with her and he doesn't actually have relations with her, then eino loke. Why? Because Rava holds, we shouldn't exceed the pasuk says, lo yikach and the lo yichalel. Both have to be there. Matam lo yikach, what is the reason that the Torah prohibited us from going and having a kohen marry a grusha? It's because if he does and he has relations with her, he'll be over lo yichalel. Mishum lo yichalel. So therefore, that's the tam. Matam lo yikach, mishum lo yichalel. And therefore, if you don't have relations with her, so then you're not going to be chayav, according to Rava, for just the kiddushin itself. It's only when you have the kiddushin and then have relations that Rava says that you'll be chayav twice. Now, Umoda Abaya, Abaya agrees with Rava in a situation of b'machzir grushaso. Again, we spoke about this yesterday a little bit. We know, of course, a kohen can never be machzir grushaso, even if she didn't get married to somebody else. So we're not talking about a kohen, we're talking about a Yisrael. If Reuven goes and divorces his wife, and then he says, I made a terrible mistake, and he wants to remarry her, so he's allowed to remarry her. He's allowed to be machzir grushaso with the one caveat that she didn't get married to someone else. But if she got married to Shimon, and then either Shimon divorced her or Shimon dies, and then Reuven wants to take her back, that is Osir. And that's the forbidden Machzir Grushoso that Abai is now referring to. Umoda Abai, b'machzir grushoso, Abai admits in a case where a man is not permitted to go and remarry his wife because she married somebody else after him, in that situation, so if Reuven goes and now wants to remarry his wife who had gotten married to Shimon and then either got divorced or her husband Shimon died, in that situation, when Reuven gives this wife, his former wife, his ex-wife, Kiddushin, Shim Kidesh, Vilobal, but he didn't go and have relations with her yet. He finds out from the rabbi, he said he's not allowed to do this. So in that situation, Shainu Loke, even Abaya admits in that situation for the Kiddushin alone, you wouldn't get malchus. Before he had said, if the kohen goes as a mekadesh grusha, he gets malchus just for the act of being mekadesh to grusha, even without bia. But here, this machzir grushaso case, Reuven won't get malchus in this situation unless he actually has bia with her. Why is that? Because the pasuk says, lekachto lioslo leisha, amar rachmona. The pasuk says, But the first husband, Reuven, is not allowed to go remarry his wife after she got married to Shimon, because it is in this situation that if he does so, lekachta lios leisha, the likuchin, the kiddushin, is for the purposes of having relations, the Torah tells us. V'holeka, and he didn't yet have relations with her. So even Abai admits over here that in this situation, machzik grushaso, you wouldn't get malchus just for the kiddushin. Once, however, he would go and be makadisha, and then go and have relations with her, then, of course, he would get the malchus for both. Now, Moda Rava, like we just said, Moda Abaye, here Rava is Moda in a case where it's a Kohen Gadol be Almana. If it's a Kohen Gadol who is being Makadish and Almana, and Rashi points out this would be true as well for a regular Kohen who is going to be Makadish Agrusha, the same din applies. Shim Baal Velo Kidesh, in this situation, if there was just the Be'ila, if there just was the relations, even without the Kiddushin, Shaloka. And why is that? Because the Pasuk says, V'lo Yichalo Zara Be'amav Amrachmana, V'harei Huchila. And he did have relations with her, he was Mechalal her, and therefore, in this situation, there'll be Malkus, even though there was no Kiddushin. So Rava is Moda in that situation, that you do get Malkus just for the act of the bia, even though it wasn't related to kiddushin. Okay, Gemara continues and says that both Rava and Abaya agree in the following situation: Ushnei Modim b'machzik grushas. In the case again where Reuven, who's a Yisrael, goes and remarries his wife who had gotten married to Shimon after she was divorced from Reuven, and now he wants to take her back. Both Rava and Abaye agree, Shem Baal, in that situation, if he just had relations with her, below Kiddush, without Kiddushin, he just, he slept with his ex-wife. So in that situation, if he had Bia with her and no Kiddushin, in that situation, both Abaye and Rava agree, Shein Eloka, there is no Malkus in that situation. The Bia, while it's forbidden, nobody should think that for a second it's permitted, but it's not a law for which he would get Malkus for, because when the Torah prohibited Machzik Grushaso, it was Derek Lich Kuchin Asra Torah. The Torah said, Lekachta Lios Loli Isha, the Torah says. And therefore, if there is no Likuchin, if there is no Kiddushin, so then there is no fine of lashes in this situation for just the act of having relations with his ex-wife, who is not married at this present time, but is forbidden to marry him. So in this situation, he won't get Malkus for having Machzik Grushaso, because that din of Malkus only applies if he gives her Kiddushin and then has relations with her. Then we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Rav Yehuda Amar, Bas Ger Zohar Kibas Cholol. Rav Yehuda had started off the three opinions that we had. We'll have the opinion of Rav Elezman Yaakov, we'll have the opinion of Yossi. And the first one that the Mishnah had mentioned was the opinion of Rav Yehuda that said that a Bas Ger, a daughter of a Ger, and in that situation, who marries even a Yisrael, so Rav Yehuda holds, Kibas Cholol is a Cholol, the daughter that will be born from that relationship of the Bas Ger with the Yisrael will also be a Chalola. Now, that's the same din that we had for Giorit. Now, Tanya, we learned the Braisa of Yehuda Omer, Bas Ger Zohar ke Bas Chalo Zohar, exactly like we learned in the Mishnah, but here in the Braisa it adds on furthermore, Vadin Notain. In the Braisa, it tells us that it makes sense. This is a very logical conclusion. Why is that? Because Ma Cholol Sheba Mitipa Kishera, a Cholol is produced, but originally, the cholo comes from a person, the zera comes from the father, who was a kosher Yisrael. He was a Kohen, let's say. And unfortunately, he had relations with a grusha. So that's why this boy that's born is a cholo. But he comes from a father who's tipa kishera. The father was born a holy, regular person. And in that situation, if nevertheless a girl that's born from that relationship, the Kohen and the Grusha, let's say, Bito Psula, is going to be a Chalola, and she's Psula to ever marry a Kohen, so certainly Ger, this non-Jewish person who converted, Shabbat Mitiba Psula, his original initiation, so to say, was as a guy, which is called the Tipa Psula, so Enodin should be the Psula. So certainly it's a Kav Chomer that his seed, his daughter, should certainly be Psula Lekahuna. That's the Bryce's addendum, if you wish, to the Mishnah to explain why Rav Yehuda says the din of a Bas Ger is the same din as a Bas Cholol. In both situations, the girl that would be born is a Chalola. But the Gemara questions and says, really? There's a difference. Mala Cholol, Shekein Yitziros will be Aveira. Wait a second. The man who had relations, the Kohen who had relations with the Grusha, did an Aveira. Maybe that's why the child is a Chalola. As opposed to the Ger, he didn't do any Aveira. The Ger had got married to a Jewish girl, 100% kosher, lechatchila, mazel tov. So he didn't do any Aveira. So maybe in that situation, we could slug up your kavu chomer and say, well, if a person who comes from a tipa kshera makes the child a chalala, so certainly somebody coming from a tipa psula should make the child a chalala. No, absolutely not. In the case of the tipa kshera, so to say, there was an aveira involved. The kohen had relations with the grush; he's not allowed to. Where in the case of the ger having relations with his wife, who's a Yisraelis, who's a perfectly permissible marriage, there's no aveira. So maybe that's why the ger situation, his daughter should not be a chalala. So Morris says no. Kohen Gadol will be Almana Yochiach. No, because we have the case of a Kohen Gadol having relations with the Almana that will prove the case. She'ein Yitzira Be'aveira. Here, the Kohen Gadol also wasn't created via a Tipa Psula. Nevertheless, Bito Psula. Nevertheless, the daughter of this Kohen Gadol and the Almana is going to be a Chalala, Bito Psula. Where it says, no. Mali Kohen Gadol be Almana. She can't be also Be'aveira. No, this is the same thing. There's an Aveira over here. So that's why the Bito is Psula. But who says that the same thing would apply in terms of the ger? Shmuel says, no, cholol yochiach, because in the case of the cholol, the father did a sin, but the poor cholol didn't do any sin, so why should his daughter go and be a cholola? Oh, the chazor adin, lo rizek rizeh, the lo rizek rizeh. So back and forth, you can say each of them has a characteristic that the other one doesn't have. The cholola, he didn't do anything wrong himself, albeit the father did an aveira. And in the case of the Kohen Gadol, he was tibok shera. So nevertheless, bito cholola. So hatzal shavim shebehen, the common denominator between them, she'enon birov hakol. The bottom line is that they're not like most of the kahal. As Rashi says, three lines into the white lines at the bottom, she'enon Berov HaKahal, Shechalukin Mishar Kahal. They're different than the other members of the Kahal of Yisrael. Shezeh Yitziroso Be'aveira, the Chalala was brought into existence because of an illicit relationship, an Aveira relationship. Shezeh Biyaso Be'aveira, and the other one, he himself did the Aveira. So in that situation, each of them has an aspect that they're Einon Berov HaKahal. So therefore, the Gemara says, lo rizek rizeh, they each have a different characteristic, if you wish, that makes their daughter a chalala, and therefore, the tzad shava shebem is that they're not rov hakol, and therefore, afani avias hager, so to the ger, she'ena b'rov hakol, is also not b'rov hakol, as Rashi says, shabam mitiba psula, and therefore, ubito psula, so that's why the bito there is psula as well, just like the case of the coin gadol with the amana, or a coin with the grusha, and the case of the chalol, with the Bas Yisrael, according to the Tanakhama, and so too, the case of the Ger, with the Yisrael, all of them will have their child be a Psula Likuhuna. So that's the common denominator, if you wish, between all of them. More questions? This? No. Ma Latzad HaShavash Ben, Shekein Yesh Ben Tzad HaDeira. No. In the cases of the Kohen Gadol, the Amana, the Kohen, a regular Kohen Hedja, to the Grusha, the case of the Chalala being created there is because there was an Aveira committed. But by the Ger with the Yisraelis, there's no Aveira committed. So you can't say that there's a Tzad HaShavash Ben, that they're all She'enam Barov HaKol. No, there's a different Tzad HaShavash Ben, that both of them were produced via an act of Aveira. So maybe that's the reasoning why the girl, the Bito, is a Chalala. But in the case where there was no Aveira, Ger and the Yisraelis, a perfectly kosher marriage, so then that would not create a chalala. So that can't be the answer. So Gemara says, you're right. Therefore, lo temo kohen gadol bi'amana yochiach. Don't give us the case of the kohen gadol with the amana as the proof. Ella, give us the case. Ella ema mitzri rishon yochiach. If a mitzri rishon goes and has relations with a Yisraelis, so that daughter is also psula lakuna. She's psula lavo lakal. So again, the Gemara says, "Ma mitzli mitzri rishon shekein in a royal of olakol." No, maybe the reasoning there is because the mitzri rishon can't come into the kahal, and that's why his daughter is psula lakuna. So the Gemara says, "Cholo yochiach." No, the cholo case will be yochiach because he is mutar lavo lakol. And again, so it can't be the aspect of asur lavo lakol of the mitzri rishon because the cholo can come into the kahal, and nevertheless bito chalala, and it can't be just. Because he's a cholol, that's why the bitos is psula lakuna, because the mitzri rishon is not a cholol. So therefore, lo rizek rizeh, neither of them is the common characteristic. Ella, what's the common characteristic between them? Ella, atzad shavish ben, the common denominator is she'enon berov kol. Like we said, they're unique in this respect, that they're not a full member of the kohol to a certain extent. And their daughter is psula, obita psula. The mitzri rishon's daughter is psula lakuna. The cholo's daughter is psula lakuna, according to Tanakama. So afani avis ager, so to the ger, is eno berov kol, and therefore obita psula. So that's why the opinion is that Yehuda holds that the daughter of a ger and Yisraelis is psula lakuna. Again, the Gemara says, no, No, the Mitzri Rishon wasn't allowed to have relations with the Israelis. The Cholol, when he has relations with his woman, he passels her. So therefore, in this situation, the din is different than the case of the ger, who doesn't passel the woman at all. She's still permissible to a kohen. If he were to die, she would be able to go and marry a kohen. So therefore, Rav Yehuda, ger nami posel b'yosel. So the answer is that no, Rav Yehuda says that even when a ger has relations with the Israelis, and then he dies, let's say, so then she is asura lakuna. So Rav Yehuda would have to hold, and that's how you have the Tzad HaShav over here, that all of them go and passel their wives. So the Mitzri Rishon passels the Israelis' wife, the Cholol passels the Israelis' wife, and the Ger passels the Israelis' wife from Kahuna. And therefore, that's the Tzad HaShav Shebehan, Shekein Poslim B'Viyosim, and that's the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds that the din is that if a Ger has relations with the Israelis, the daughter is Psula LeKahuna. Okay, that was the first opinion. Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov disagreed. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said that in the case where the ger goes and marries the Israelis, the daughter is muteris l'kuhuna. And the only time that there is the daughter being a halala is if both the father and the mother were a ger and a giorit. And then Rabbi Yossi disagreed with that and said, no, even in the case where both the father and the mother were both gerim, a ger and a giorit married, so their daughter is in fact Sheira l'kuhuna, is not Pesul l'kuhuna. So those were the second and third opinions we have in the Mishnah. And now the Gemara tells us there's a Braisa that says there's a fourth opinion. Tanya, we learned in the following Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, this is the fourth opinion, Omer, he says, Gioret pechusa miba shaloshon yom echad k'sheira l'kuhuna. We had this previously, and here's where we got it from. Rabbi Shimon Yochai holds that if a girl who's originally born as a guy, and now she converts, her parents convert, and they convert her as well, when she's under 3 years old in one day, which means that any bia that she had as a gaita, while she's less than 3 years in one day, is not considered bia in halacha, and therefore she's not considered a zona, because she becomes a Jewish girl before she's 3 years in one day, and therefore there's a presumption that she did not have bia anymore, and therefore she is considered k'sheira l'kuhuna, according to Rav Shimon Yochai, even though she was born as a gaita. And he bases upon the pasuk shenemar v'chol hataf banoshim, who didn't have relations with a man, hachayu l'chem. When they had the war with Midian, so they were told that they could go and keep those girls that were less than 3 years and one day, because they hadn't yet had relations with a man, and as a result, they're not considered zona, and they're mutar l'kahuna. So the Gemara says, how do we know that they're mutar l'kahuna? Follow Pinchas Hayimayim. Pinchas was with them in the battle, right? And therefore, it says, hachayu l'chem, that you can keep them for yourselves, including a kohen like Pinchas. So it must be, this is Rav Shimon Yochai's proof, that a gioris who's pechusim yibashol shom yom echad is in fact sheira l'kahuna, is muteris to marry a kohen. No, that's very good. Rav Shimon Yochai explains the pasuk beautifully. What do the chacham do with the pasuk? The chacham hold that no, any gioris, even under 3 years and one day, is asura l'kahuna. No, how do they deal with this pasuk? It says v'achayu b'chem, implying that somebody even like Pinchas or Cohen could go and marry them. So the rabban want to do with the pasuk? They say hachayu l'chem means la'avodim l'shvachos. It means that you can keep them for slaves, but you can't go and marry them. So that's how they simply dash in the pasuk. That's the machlokes between Rav Shimon Yochai and the Chachamim, and that's the fourth opinion, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Gemara says, all four of these Tanoim, Rav Yehuda, Rav Elazar Yaakov, Rav Yossi, and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, all get their respective shitas from the same pasuk. V'chula mikra echadarshu. What's the pasuk? The pasuk tells us, Almana u'grusha lo yikhul chem l'noshim, ki im besulos mizera beis Yisrael. It's a famous pasuk in Yecheskel, which talks about various dinim. Where elsewhere tells us they wanted to be gone, Sefer Yecheskel, they couldn't understand a lot of the dinim about the Beis HaMikdash and about the Kohanim that seemed to contradict the Chumash. And of course, the Nabi can't contradict the Chumash. So here it says that an Amana and a Grusha shouldn't be taken for you as wives, only Kim Besulos Mizera Beis Yisrael. Now, what does that mean? So Rav Yehuda Sabar, he darshans the Pasuk, Adi Is Kol Zera Yisrael. Rav Yehuda says, if the father is a guy, and even though the mother is Israelis, this child is psula to be taken by a kohen. Psula l'kuhuna. Rav Lezman Yaakov, he darshin sovar, it says, mi zera, afilu mitza zera, as long as some of the zera is from Israel. So if the mother or the father is Israel, albeit the other one is a ger, no problem. Mitzas mi zera implies even a little bit of the zera is Jewish, that's enough to be permissible to a kohen. So that's the very makel opinion of Lezman Yaakov. Riosi goes one step further. Riosi savar mi shenizru b'Yisrael, as long as they created this child when they both were Jewish, meaning even though they're a ger and a giyores, but now when they're creating this child was born b'kedushas Yisrael, both parents were now Jewish, so then that accomplishes over here mizera beis Yisrael, and therefore Rav Yossi is even more makel and says that absolutely permissible, even if it's a ger and a giyores who has a child when they're Jewish ready after they've converted, that child is permissible lakuna. And Rav Shimon Yochai, he holds that even if it's a Gioris who was converted after she's 3 years, before she was 3 years and 1 day, she's still considered not a Zona and is Muteris to marry a Kohen. He says, Mishenizru Bisuleha Bisrael. It teaches us that her Bisulim was created when she was Jewish. In other words, before the age of 3 years and 1 day, she doesn't, so to say, have Bisulim. It's only when she reaches 3 years and 1 day, if you're Jewish at that point in time, so your Bisulim are created as a Jewish Bisulim, so to say, and therefore she is Nizru Bisulah B'Yisrael, and that's what Shimon Yochai says, that as long as she converts before the age of 3 years and 1 day, she is permissible to go and marry a Kohen. So all four of these opinions, Darshan it all from this pasuk from Yecheskel. Only Rav Nachman Rava. Rav Nachman asked Rava the following shayla. We turn to Ayin Chesam Ubeis Haikra. This pasuk, it starts off talking about a Kohen Gadol because it says that you're not allowed to marry an Amana, Reish of Kohen Gadol, then the Sefer Kohen Hedjot. But then at the end, it talks about a Kohen Hedjot. So how do you seemingly jump in the middle of the pasuk and change from talking about a Kohen Gadol to talking about a Kohen Hedjot? So Rava says back to Rav Nachman, "Oh, well, yeah, we do this all the time." Rava asks, "Really? We do this all the time? The Kotz of Krahachi?" And Rava tells him, "Yeah, we do. I'll show you. I'm lay in." It says in the following, it says in regards to Shmuel Hanavi when he's born, and he's a little boy sitting there with Eli, and it says, the Ner Elokim, Terem Yechbeh, before the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the lamp of God has gone out, Shmuel Shochei Behechel Hashem. And Shmuel is sitting there in the Hechel of Hashem. Now, how could Shmuel sit there? Shmuel's a Levi, only David Melech Yisrael, only a Malchus from Beis David is allowed to go and stand in the Azara. So how could Shmuel be lying there in the Azara? So, only kings from Malchus Beis David are allowed to stand in the Azara. This caused the breakup of the two kingdoms. Then Rehovim and Yeravim ben Nevat. So Rehovim was from Malchus Beis David. He's the son of Shlomo Melech, and Yeravim was appointed to be the king of the northern kingdom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the kingdom. And why did Yeravim suddenly make everybody not come from the northern kingdom to the Beis HaMikdash? Because he wouldn't be allowed to go and sit in the Beis HaMikdash. So everybody would see Rehovim sitting and him standing and say, which is the real king? So that's why Yeravim ben Nevat, Nebuch, stopped everybody from the northern kingdom coming to the Beis HaMikdash. In any event, Shmuel, how could he sit there? Halo ein yeshiva bazar el Malchus Beis David bilvad. So how could he stay there? The pasuk seems to say that he did. So Ella, how do you understand it? Ner Elokim Teruch Yichbeh Behechel Hashem. Period. That's something else. The Ner Elokim Teruch Yichbeh in the Hechel Hashem, and that is how you darsh it. And Ushmul Shochev Bekomo. Albeit it says it before that, it's not talking about the Hechel Hashem anymore. So you misaris the pasuk. You chop up the pasuk in this way. So too over here, we chop up the pasuk in Yechesel in the same way. This is a style that the Torah provides. Okay. Then the Gemara says, wait a second, Va'almana shertia almana mikoin yikochu. Again, this is one of the reasons why Yechezkel was almost nignaz, but they went through this and they were able to solve all these answers. And here we give one of the answers that they ultimately found. So it seems to say that only an almana from a kohen is another kohen allowed to marry. Now, we're not talking about the Kohen Gadol, we're talking about a Kohen Hedjot. So it seems that a Kohen Hedjot is only allowed to marry Ha'almana ashertia almana mikoin yikochu. It seems to contradict the Torah. The Torah says you can marry any almana, a Kohen Hedjot. And here it seems to say, Mikoin in, Mishrael lo. That goes against the basic din of the Torah. So what is Yechezkel telling us? So the more answers, no hochi kamer. This is how they resolve that problem. It says, Mikoin yikochu. It means the other Kohanim, Mishar Kohanim yikochu. Any Kohen is allowed to take any almana. As long as the almana in itself doesn't have a psul to him, if the only psul that she has, so to say, is that she's an amana. That's not a psul for a Kohen Hedjot. And the Brisa supports this drasha. It says, Mikohen Yikachu, which means Mishar Kohanim Yikachu. All the other Kohanim are allowed to go take an amana for their wife. Then the Brisa says, an alternate answer, Rabbi Huda Omer, Min Hamasiyim Lukuno Yikachu. It means over here that if the widow was permissible to a Kohen, is when her daughter would be permissible to the Kohen. So if this woman had had a daughter, and that daughter is permissible to the Kohen, so then the Almana is also permissible to a regular Kohen. And that's what Yehuda explains the Braisa. Yehuda l'taimei. Yehuda is in accord with his shita that we learned already previously. The Omar, Bas Ger Zocher, Kibas Cholo Zocher. He says that the daughter of a Ger has the same din as the daughter of a Cholo, that they're both Psula Lakuna. Because Kol Sh'atanose Bito, Atanose Almanoso. You're allowed to marry the daughter, then you can marry the mother if she were to become a widow. The Kol Sh'atanose Bito, and if you're not allowed to go and marry the daughter, because there's a psul in the daughter intrinsically, so then you have to know, then you're not allowed to go and marry the mother. So that's how Rabbi Yehuda, his sheet is, and that's how he says, that's what the psul kabino, we have minam esim lukuni yukachu. You're allowed to go marry an almana, that you would be allowed to go and marry a daughter. So if the daughter is ksheira lukuna, so then the mother, if she's an almana, is also ksheira lukuna to a kohen hedjot. Then we had Rav Yossi's opinion in the Mishnah, which we said that even if the mother and the father were both gerim, as long as they got married and had the child, conceived the child, when they were both already converts, so then they're permissible. Rav Yossi Meir, Af Ger Shenosa Giyares, the child, the girl that's born, is Muteres Lakunis, Ksheir Lakuna. How do we paskin? The word says, Amr Rav Amnuna, Mishmei De'ula, Halacha Rav Yossi. Rav Amnuna said the name of Ula, that we in fact paskin like Rav Yossi. And Chaynoma Rabba Baruchana, Halacha Rav Yossi. And similarly, Rabba Baruchana said we paskin like this leaning opinion of Rav Yossi. However, Umiyom Shachar Beis Hamikdash Nebuch, from the time that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, so the Kohanim took upon themselves a chumrah. Nagu Kohanim Silsul. Rashi says Silsul means a mala. They took upon the many malim biyichsin. So they took upon themselves a stringency. They took upon themselves extra protection, if you wish, for the yichus of the Kohanim. The Nagu Kohanim Silsul be atzman. They themselves took it on to paskin Kirabi Eleazar ben Yaakov, and they paskin over here that if both the father and the mother are gerim, so then we don't allow the girl to go and marry the daughter that's produced from that relationship to go and marry a kohen. But that was a stringency that they took upon themselves to pass on like Rabbi Yaakov. The etzem din is like Rav Yossi, and therefore the nafkamina is Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Lihuna. Rav Nachman said the name of Rav Huna. If somebody were to go and ask a shaila, can I go and marry this daughter who is the daughter of a ger and a giyores? So we would tell him, if Baal Limloch, if he comes to ask us a shaila before he gets married, so then we tell him, Morim, lo k'rabi lez ben Yaakov. The Kohanim have accepted themselves not to do this. So if he comes and asks a shaila beforehand, no, should I go out on a date with this girl? She's a very nice girl. She has a very nice resume. I hear good things about her. But she's the product of a ger and a giyores. So then they would tell him, no, better not to go out with her. Morim, lo k'rabi lez ben Yaakov. We tell him, l'chatchila, no. However, he didn't ask a shaila. He didn't know this. He went and got married to her. Then he hears this din. He runs to the rabbi. He said, what do I have to do? Should I divorce her? So he says, Emotzi Moso Miyom. No, Mimenu. The din is Ki Rav Yossi. We've in fact passing like Rav Yossi, and you don't have to go and get a divorce in this situation, because the etzem din is that a ger and a giyores, as long as they were having the child when they were already fully married as Jewish people, so their daughter technically is Muteres Lakuna. She's Kshera Likahuna. Okay, this leads us into the next Mishnah. Ha'omer, if a man says, we had this also previously, there's a little bit of Chazara, if a man says, B'niza Mamzer, Rechman al-Islan, a father says that Nebuch, this child of mine is a product of a Chayvi Krisus, Rashi says. And this child's a Mamzer. Again, we pass the Shimon Timni, like the Chachamim that say that a child born from a relationship that would be also by Kares or also by Mises Beisdin, that child is a Mamzer. So this father, this child says, Nebuch, I erred, and this child is a Mamzer. So Enu Nemon, he's not believed. Rashi says, the Karavu Etzlo, because he's the guy's father, and therefore he's Pasuliedus. And the Mepharshim explained, even if a second witness came along and corroborated him, he's Pasuliedus. Enu Karshu Lahoid Olaf, he can't testify, he's no Gaya Bedover, and therefore his testimony has zero value. If you had two Karshu Eidim that say it, fine, the child would be a Mamzer. But here, the father, even combining with another Eid, would not be accepted because he's no Gaya Bedover, he's a Karav to this child. And therefore, the Mishnah says, "Eno Neman." Ba'afilu shnei modim alu ubar shebemeya mamzu. And even if both the husband and the wife agree that the baby that's growing inside of the wife, the baby that's conceived and is growing inside of the wife, is a mamzer, Rashi says, "Ha'av va'em omim al ubar shebemeya mamzu she'eno min abal." The husband says, "Listen, that's not my child. Elam yishacher. Somebody else is the father of that child." Einu nemar, even though it's both the father and the mother that say it over here, and the Gemara is going to ask Rashi, says Gemara Parech, my afilu, my revusa, the Sefer Midrasha. What the Chiddush is over here? If we didn't believe the father in the Rasha, why would we believe him in the Sefer over here? So therefore, the Gemara will ask, why do we say vafilu shteya modem? So we'll explain that in a moment, but the bottom line is, Einu nemar, both the father and the mother are not believed in this situation. They're no gabadavar, and they're not believed. The mother is not a kosher witness, and the father is not a kosher witness in this case as well. On the other hand, reviewed Omer, Ne'amonim, they all believed. Now, when he says Ne'amonim, so Reviewda is going to have to be explained in the Gemara. What does he mean? He means that the father is believed both in the Reisha and in the Sefer. But we'll get to that in the Gemara. Gemara starts off and says, what does it mean? Mai vafilu shteim. What does it mean? Even if both the father and the mother say that Nebuch, she had committed adultery, and this child doesn't belong to the Baal, to the husband. So in that situation, even if they both say that, we don't believe him. What's the Chiddush over here more than in the case one, where we said we don't believe the father? So Gemara says, "Lomi boy kamar." There's a type of style that the Gemara has, the Mishnayos have in a number of places that it wasn't really necessary to tell us this, and it tells us the bigger Chiddush case, even though it didn't have to tell us the less Chiddush case, but it uses this style, "Lomi boy kamar." I didn't have to tell you this, but I'll tell you this. So "Lomi boy." Who you don't have to tell me where the father said it that he's not believed the lo kim lay that we don't believe him because he's no gabadavar, but even ella afilu ihi the kim law, she is absolutely certain who the father is. The husband can say, well, it wasn't me, but he doesn't know for certain that it was someone else, so he can only say it with less certainty than she can. So the kim law, it is absolutely positive that she says this husband was not the father of this child. Nevertheless, lo mehemna, v'lo meboy hecho de islei chazaka de kashrus. And this is true even when the woman is married, and we have a rule, robilos achar abal. So v'lo meboy hecho de islei chazaka de kashrus, where the child has a status of being a chazaka, that he's a legitimate child because the parents were married. The lo mehemna, in that situation, we don't believe the father. El afilu uber nami, even when the child is not yet born, the less le chazaka de kashrus, when he doesn't yet have the status of being born under the status of being kosher, so lo mehemna, they're not believed in that situation as well. As Rashi explains, he go in Reisha, shekvar yotzo liavir, in the Reisha, the child was already born. But ad heina huksak becheskes kosher, and he had a cheskes kashrus, and nevertheless there, Einu Neman, the father isn't believed to go and remove his cheskes kashrus. So the big gechidish is in the case where the child didn't have a cheskes kashrus, nevertheless lo behemne, that he's not believed. Okay, then the Mishnah said that Reuda disagrees. Reuda omer Nemanim, they're believed. And as we pointed out, this means in both cases, the first case and in the second case, the father is believed. Now, Kidatanya, this is based upon the following brisa. The pasuk, we learned this previously, it says, Yakir. The father has the halachic right to say that this is my bechor. So it means, Yakirenu liacherim. He can go and identify amongst his children, yes, this one is the bechor. And therefore, Mikan Amar of Yehuda, just like Yehuda said, the father is believed in the pasuk Yakir to say that this child is the bechor and is entitled to Pishnayim. So Neman Odom Lomar, so too is the father believed to say, Zebni bechor, Ukishem Shneman Odom Lomar, Zebni bechor, Kach Neman Odom Lomar, Zeb ben Gerusha, Zeb ben Chalutza. So too the father is believed other things about his son to say that the son is not a valid Kohen, he's a Cholo, if the father is a Kohen, because he could say that, no, this child is a Ben Gerusha, or on the Derice level, he's a Cholo, or he's a Ben Chalutza, and on the Derabanu level, he is a Cholo. So, based upon this pasuk of Yakir, that we believe, everybody agrees that we believe the father to say which one of his children is the Bechor, Rav Yehuda carries that a step further and says that we also believe the father to passel the son to make him into a Cholo, or even to make him into a Mamzer. Whereas the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim omrim einu neman. In the case of saying that the child is a Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza, we don't believe the father. Rashi points out, but we do believe him in terms of the Inyan Bechor, Lo Pligi. Rashi says that even the Chachamim agree with the Pasuk, Yakir, but they just say it only is for what the Pasuk tells us, for a Bechor. So he is believed to say he gets a Pishnayim, the double portion, but he's not believed to say about Ben Gerusha or Ben Chalutza or that he's a Mamzer. So that's the machlokus between the Chacham and Rav Yehuda. Only Rav Nachum Yitzchak LeRava. Rav Nachum Yitzchak says to Rava, "Bishlomo Rav Yehuda, we understand. Haynu d'siv yakir. Why do we need the pasuk to teach us this din of bechor, but also to teach us din of ben grusha ben chalutza? El Rabban yakir lomli. Why do you need the words yakir? Guess what? the father is entitled to give the double portion anyway. The father has an estate. He has one child that's the Bukhar and one child that's not the Bukhar. So the way you would break it up is that the Bukhar gets a double portion. He gets two-thirds, he gets two portions of a third, and the other brother, the child that's not a Bukhar, he gets one-third. Well, even if you don't want to believe the father to say this is the Bukhar, the father can give it to him. You have the right before you die to give away your money any way you want. So why do we need a pasuk to tell me Yakir? So according to Yehuda, we understand. Because it's not so much for the Bukhar status, it's for the Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza status. But according to Chachamim, why do you need Yakir? If the father wants to give away to him, he can do so anyway, without, quote, him being a Bukhar. Furthermore, the Gemara is saying that everybody knows who the Bukhar is. That's like a well-known fact. Everybody may not know that the mother was a grusha or a chalutza, but everybody knows that this was the firstborn. Look at them. This one is older than that one. So why do you need the pasuk according to the chachamim if it's only to teach us that he's believed to say this is the firstborn child? So that's the question on the chachamim. And the Gemara answers, Bitzarich hekera, in a situation where we don't know it. As Rashi says, kra libucharhu the asa. You need the pasuk even according to the chachamim just for the din of Bukhar. They're coming from foreign country. And not everybody knows the family. And not everybody knows that Reuven is older than Shimon. The only reason we know that is because the father says so. So the Gemara then asks, what are you telling me over here? Again, law says slow pishnayim, the teacher said he gets a double portion, pshita. Why would I need a pasuk for that? Again, even if you don't want to believe the father, you don't need a pasuk to tell me that you believe the father, because the father can give it to him if he wants. As Rashi says, kulu nechasai yodle. If he wants, he give him 100% of his nechasai while he's alive. He's believed, mehem anami lemesve diyale b'dibura b'toras b'chora. So therefore, he's also believed to say that the child is a b'char. So again, according to the Chachamim, why do you need the yakir if it doesn't tell me anything about Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutz, about Mamzer? It's only there for b'char. Why do I need it for? So the Gemara answers, no, the Chacham need it still because b'nechasim shenafnu li'achar mikan, because the father only can give him a ton of what he has right now, but he can't give him a ton of for the future. So if the father is believed to say now that this child is a Bukhar, so those things that come in the future into the estate are coming to the Bukhar pishnai because he's the Bukhar, not because the father has the ability to give it to him right now, because he can't give him something that hasn't yet come into the world. The Davish Lo Bali Olam, the Chacham hold, you can't go give as a present. So therefore, the reason why it has to say Yakir is for the future things that may come to the father, that he doesn't have to give them over to the son. He can't give them over to the son now, but they would automatically go to the son as the Yerusha of Pishnayim. So Moshe says, that's great. If you hold, a Dovish Lo Bol Yolam can't be given. However, Rabbi Meir, the Omar, or the Makne Dovish Lo Bol Yolam, Yakir Lomali. But according to Rabbi Meir, he can say, any future possessions that I have, I want the Bechor, who I'm saying is the Bukhar, to get twice. And even if you don't believe me that I'm saying he's the Bukhar, I can give it to him that he should get the double portion, because even though it's a Darish Lo Bali Olam, Rebbe says you can give something that's Lo Bali Olam. So according to Rebbe, why do the Chachamim need to have the word Yakir? It doesn't seem to serve any purpose. So the Gemara answers, Shenafu Lo Kishu Goseis, because even Rebbe says that a Darish Lo Bali Olam can't be Makne if the father is a Goseis. So therefore, in this situation, even Rav Meir would say that Yakir wouldn't work because I could give it to him anyway, so therefore, believe me when I say he's a Bechor. And therefore, since if he were to be a Goseis, as Rashi says, Li'achar Sheheyed Kach, Ahani Le Shem Yiplo Nechosim Shu Goseis, Sheyitol Zeh Bohen Chelik Bechora. Only because he says he's a Bechor does the Bechor get the Pishnayim if he's a Goseis. V'ilav Dehemne Kra, La'av La'akiro. If it wasn't for the fact that the father is believed by the Torah to say he's the Bukhar, Mishum Migo, this Migo, I could give it to him anyway as a present. So believe me, when I say he's the Bukhar, lo zocha behen. Wouldn't work because the Moda Rav Meir, be'omer nechasim shivo likri she'eyah, goes, says, nesunim lach, shalo omar klub. Because even Rav Meir would say that that will not work in that situation. This is a good break point. We'll stop over here. We'll start the next mishnah tomorrow. Again, we're always learning, be'ezus Hashem, that our tefillah should be answered and everybody in Eretz Yisrael should be safe and the shvuyim should be returned healthy, safe, and b'mehera. Have a great day.